The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and to say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately the man regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So the central character in today's Gospel, besides Jesus, who is always the center, is a fellow by the name of Bart. Now this is Bart, not Bart son of Homer Simpson, but Bart the son of Timaeus, and that's why his name was Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, wonderful gospel, an actual event in the life of Christ, but so much more. This gospel illustrates for us, models for us, the whole dynamic of faith and conversion in the heart of an individual who turns to Jesus. Therefore, it can speak to every one of us. And when we meditate on this gospel, we are called to see ourselves in the person of Bartimaeus. We're all like Bartimaeus. So let's take a look at Bartimaeus and look at the dynamic of how he encounters Jesus. And it starts with this, and it's important because this first step is where most people miss this step and therefore never take the step of true faith and conversion. And that is this. The first thing is, Bartimaeus realized his situation. And what was his situation? He was a blind beggar. He was blind and he was poor. And he knew it. Now you could say, well, when you're physically blind, it's kind of hard not to know that, right? For us, you see, we are all blind and poor. Everyone in the world is, apart from Jesus. We're blind and poor spiritually. We do not see God. We do not see the truth about what our life is meant to be. We do not see what true good is from true evil. We get ourselves trapped in the darkness of sin. We are blind and disabled spiritually, and we are poor spiritually as a result of our blindness. That was Bartimaeus' situation. First thing, though, is he knew it. Second step, Jesus was passing by. Jesus is always passing by in our world and in our lives. And in this gospel, he's in the midst of this crowd, and Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by. And he knew he was poor and blind. And he heard about Jesus. And this is where his faith was already... He heard about Jesus. That this Jesus could heal and save and set free those who were afflicted. And so what did he do? Third step. He cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And even when the people said, oh, be quiet, he cried out again, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, in the midst of this great crowd. And then we are told this. Look at the gospel, very clear. It says, Jesus stood still. Imagine Jesus walking with this great crowd. Hears the cry and he stands still. And then he says, call him to me. So they went over to him and said, Bart, he's calling you. Take courage. Get up. And Bart threw off his cloak and ran to Jesus. And now the key moment, we're directly encountering Jesus. He hears these words, and these are the words that Jesus speaks to each one of us if we reach this stage. He says to us, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus is passing by. We are poor and blind. When we encounter him, he says, so what is it you want me to do? In other words, what do you believe I can do for you? That's faith right there. He puts the question. And Bartimaeus said, Lord, that I may see. That I may see again. And that, brothers and sisters, is the most authentic reply any one of us can make. When we see our sinfulness, our brokenness, our poverty, our misery, our wretchedness, our blindness, to cry out to Jesus, Jesus, that I may see, that I may be set free of this that is afflicting me. And we are told Jesus' response was, go, your faith has saved you. And immediately he regained his sight. Faith. Faith has saved you. Your trust that I could do this. And you're crying out to me. And you're coming to me. And responding to me is what is saving you and can save you. And you are saved. And you are healed. And his eyes were opened. And he saw. But that's not the end. And the final stage is, he didn't just say, well, thank you very much, and went on his merry way and forgot about Jesus. No. Then he followed him on the way. That's how the gospel ends. You see the whole pattern there, all the steps. He followed him on the way. The only response after Jesus sets us free is to follow him, to desire him above all else. For he's the pearl of great price. He's the treasure hidden in the field. To know Jesus, to see Jesus, to know him. And that's what we need. We're physically, we can see, but we're blind because we don't see the presence of God. We don't know the truth of Jesus, the truth of God, the truth of our lives. And this is the gift of faith. Faith is a seeing and a knowing, not just a believing or about, but a real direct knowing in the heart. This is the year of faith, brothers and sisters. This is the grace that God is offering the church and through the church, the world. But it must begin with the household of God, must begin with each one of us. Many of us here have encountered the Lord. We've experienced that seeing. But you know, that's a daily encounter that we need. We can get blind all over again unless we daily cry out to Jesus, daily acknowledge our blindness and our poverty, because for most of us, our healing is gradual too. We're not completely, we don't see perfectly spiritually. And that's why we need to continue to cry out to Jesus, to come to Jesus, to hear him ask and to tell him what it is that we need, to be desperate enough, like Bartimaeus, to acknowledge, Jesus, I need you. I need to be saved. I'm stuck in my wretchedness, in my blindness. I'm stuck, Lord, save me. That's the cry of faith. That's why the great song, and it speaks to our hearts, and perhaps we don't even think about the words. But why is that song so beautiful? Amazing Grace. Because it goes like this, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. This is the heart of faith. Jeremiah, in the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29, the Lord Himself says to us, to His people, if you seek me with all your heart, in other words, if you cry out, if you really want me with all your heart, I will allow you to find me. Great mystery. It's like divine hide and go seek. Why is God doing that? Well, He's not so much hiding, but our own sinfulness. We've hid from Him, but we don't even know we're hiding. So when we first cry out, it seems like God is hiding, but He's not. He's waiting for us. He's waiting for us to cry out to Him. He wants to call us to Himself. That's the great truth of the gospel. And in this year of faith, the Lord wants us to catch that and to respond. And another scripture that came to me and is so pertinent, it ties in, you'll see the whole themes here again. In the book of Revelation, the final book of the Bible, the Lord starts off that book by telling John in this great vision, He said, I want you to write seven letters to the seven churches that represented the known churches of the time, the different cities. And in the letter to the church of Laodicea, I want you to write this. I know your works, the Lord says. And how I wish you were hot or cold. But because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. You might say, oh, that sounds so radical. But think about it. We all like cold drinks and hot drinks. Something's lukewarm is kind of... The Lord says, I want you to, if you were hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm. And then He says, you say, I am rich. I've prospered. I need nothing, not knowing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Therefore, I counsel you to buy from me gold that has been tested in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments to clothe you and to keep the shame of your nakedness from being seen, and salve to anoint your eyes that you may see. Those I love, says the Lord, I reprove and chasten. So be zealous and repent. For behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. That last verse we all recognize, but did we realize what goes before it? The Lord reminding us, if you don't know that you're wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked, then I can't save you. I can only save those who are poor in spirit, who recognize their need for a Savior. And that's the desperate cry of my heart. I want to save the wretched, the poor, the miserable, the blind, the naked, because I love them. I love you, the Lord says. I love you in your wretchedness and poorness and poverty, but I don't want to leave you there. I want to give you gold, and I want to give you white garments, and I want to heal your blindness. But you need to open the door of your hearts to me. Brothers and sisters, this is what the year of faith is all about. Each one of us, the Lord is inviting today even to open the door to let Jesus come in to our lives and into our hearts. Will we let Him do that today? He's passing by. Every time we come to communion, He's passing by and He wants to come in, not just into our mouth. He wants to come into our soul. Let's open wide the doors of our hearts today. And that's the great image of this year of faith, is the door of faith. We open that door by giving Jesus permission to come in. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank You for giving us Your Son, who has come to seek out the lost, to heal the blind, to set the captives free. And Lord, we do humbly acknowledge our blindness and our poverty, that apart from You, Lord, we are in a miserable and wretched state. But Lord, we sense You passing by, and we want to give You that permission this day to come into our hearts and lives. Lord, we are sorry for our sins, and we acknowledge that we need You desperately. We need the gift of Your salvation. We need Your forgiveness and Your mercy to heal us of the wounds of our sins. Come into our hearts this day, Lord Jesus. We promise You that we will follow You all the days of our life. We make this prayer to You in Your name, Lord Jesus. For You are Lord forever and ever. Amen.